Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review, LER, and MVP Parent Magazines, and UK Health Radio. We got a great doubleheader, podiatry doubleheader today. Dr. Lawrence Rubin, podiatrist, professor, the director of LEAP, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention, and one of my first instructors at the Illinois College of Podiatric Medicine. He helps put medical teams together for screening mechanisms, fighting diabetes. He's returning along with Dr. Kent Mercado. He's also a podiatrist and attorney, healthcare advocate, and an Illinois congressional candidate, and also a LEAP advisory board member. Then the sports doctor's in, some Bob Guida wisdom, some emails. Dr. Lawrence Rubin, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bob. It's a pleasure.
Give us, Dr. Larry, some background on yourself leading to this whole LEAP effort that you're so involved with.
Well, like most podiatrists, when I was in practice, one of the most disheartening things was seeing a diabetic patient lose a leg needlessly. And, you know, I practiced a long time. I graduated way back in 1958, so that kind of dates me. And loved podiatry and the practice of podiatry, still working at things that need doing. And that was what actually, what I'm doing now was actually prompted what happened, as I say, even as I began the practice of podiatry, watching people lose their legs needlessly, because there was really no attention to prevention. Their doctors were too busy to examine their feet during an examination. They didn't learn and that it was necessary, really, for a diabetic patient to have a good, complete examination at least once a year to catch problems early that might lead to an amputation. So there was a dilemma then when I actually began practicing podiatry, and it remains a dilemma today. But the one
thing, you know, it's interesting, Dr. Larry, is the fact that podiatry has always been one of the first professions to see suspicion of diabetes, because the feet, the furthest area from people would come in, you know, my feet are numb, you know, I've got tingling, I've got burning. And all of a sudden, the investigation would begin to find out whether or not they were diabetic. And there's not a bigger scourge, by the way, everybody, athletes, non-athletes, parents, grandparents in the United States, than diabetes. The idea of paying big attention to try to get some of these different specialties together, whether it's the vascular people, the primary care doctors, and podiatry to really be alert and get involved in their communities. I remember you talked about the fact that 80% or so of amputations are preventable. I find that amazing.
80% are preventable. That's a pretty well-recognized statistic. And the interesting, it's more than interesting. It goes from interesting to pathetic. The pathetic thing is we know how to prevent these amputations. We're just not doing it as we should be. And the prevention really lies really with us knowing how to screen for two of the silent cripplers, the two main problems that end up causing the ulcers, the foot wounds that end up with the amputations. Those two silent cripplers are the same as I think maybe I talked about it at the lectern back at the Illinois College of Podiatric Medicine, Dr. Bob. They are diabetic peripheral neuropathy, where the nerves are damaged, and peripheral artery disease, where we don't get enough blood supplies. We've always known, as long as you and I have been in practice, that these are the two problems to look for, and it just takes the time to screen for them. But every patient that loses a limb is an example of why someone didn't screen for them early enough to prevent the damaging problems. Because once we know if it's a silent crippler, we know how to prevent the amputation. So the job of the LEAP Alliance, we have one mission. We do free screenings. We go from community to community. We're here in the USA. We're worldwide. We work with membership organizations like Lions Club and other membership organizations and get them to actually very often their members to learn how to spread the word about these screenings that are free. And if you don't have transportation or whatever, we get you there. And they're often the screenings are done in churches and synagogues, banks, wherever we can. So we screen for the silent cripplers. When we look for them and find a problem, we have the podiatrists that are waiting to be able to give them the proper care, and everybody's happy. So that's the work that we're doing out here with the LEAP Alliance and why we're doing it.
Yes, and of course, the three words that we talk about on the Sports Doctor for decades are awareness of a problem or a situation, education, trying to learn and teach as much as we can, and involving the awareness of whatever it happens to be, and then positive action. How long has LEAP been around, Dr. Larry?
The LEAP Alliance has been, we're 13 years old, and we started in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we're a 501c3 organization, and we are classified by the IRS, as all 501c3s are. They're classified in a certain way. We are a charity. So our charity is basically to provide the screenings that we're talking about and to make sure that diabetic patients, no matter whether they can afford it or not, get care.
What's the best site that people could find out all about LEAP?
Well, we're happy to send information to anyone who's interested. In fact, we're not just happy, we're delighted. So the best way is to send an email, and that email would go to information at LEAP Alliance. I'll spell that out. That's one word, LEAPALLIANCE, information at leapalliance.org. So we'd be happy to hear from any of your listeners that are interested within their own communities. And we're not talking about just healthcare professionals. Any of those that are listening and are compassionate persons, we know they are, we're happy to have your help.
These organizations that we're so involved with over the years on the sports, Dr. Larry, whether it's the whole world of youth sports, park districts, schools, other organizations, again, that are involved in athletics and sports and health and wellness. I have been talking about childhood obesity before the medical profession knew how to spell it, 20-something, 30 years ago, because obesity, and again, the whole diet world is such a tremendous factor in this explosion of diabetes in all aspects of our lives. As a society, we can't afford it. We can't afford to be dealing with children growing up diabetic because of horrendous habits, terrible nutrition, and this is where the big-time education comes in. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you can go back years and years and years, international guests, national guests, local guests, an amazing array of topics in all areas of fitness, wellness, as well as absolutely sports medicine. And again, there's not a family around, an organization, a sports organization that's not in one way or another involved with the world of diabetes. And again, to the idea of preventing these end game horrible problems is really something that people continue to really have to know about. And I would imagine, again, that the communities, Dr. Rubin, that are so involved, what are some of the specialties that you like to put together on these screening teams that would, besides podiatry?
Well, you hit the proverbial nail on the head, Dr. Bob, and I think that's why you, I think, you, as I remember it, you got A's on all my exams. But there is really the need for any concerted effort that's going to be successful needs a collaboration. And if we're talking about the collaborators, there are the three collaborators that the LEAP Alliance feels are absolutely essential. When we go down into a community and one person says, I want to lead this movement towards amputation prevention, and the reply that they get is, we need three key people. Naturally, I'm a little bit biased. I put podiatrist first. First, we need a podiatrist, because after all, we're talking about preventive foot care. But podiatrists, we all recognize one thing. We're great at what we do, but we are a specialty. We limit ourselves to the lower extremity. And if you're going to have any prevention of amputations from happening, you got to go beyond podiatry. After all, if you have a diabetic patient that's at risk, and we put up a diabetic patient in a therapeutic shoe that's going to help them prevent the ulcer, that's great. But what if that patient is in poor metabolic state? What if their metabolic care, their diabetes, is just not happening? They're not seeing a doctor, haven't seen one for a long time. So we want a podiatrist. We want that podiatrist to collaborate with a primary care physician, MD, DO, nurse practitioner, whoever it is. And because we want this collaboration to be working at every day, this on the minds of the collaborators, we need somebody to coordinate what the physician is doing, the PCP physician, and the podiatric physician. And somebody has to coordinate. And that's usually done most effectively, but not necessarily always, by a nurse. And the nurse actually coordinates the work of the podiatrist and the collaborating PCP, giving each patient care that is now called value-based care. And value-based care is optimal care at lowest possible cost to the patient.
Now, you've been involved in the Medicare world, again, for as long as I know you, in so many different ways. Again, collaboration was always such a big word when we were talking, again, about the general health of a population and or the aging population. On the other side, I think you need some optometrists too. They're also one of the first ophthalmologists. They're one of the first who pick up diabetes with eye changes. You get from one extreme, to the other. But again, I would imagine that school districts and park districts would be such a tremendous community that would be very, very interested. What's been the involvement, Dr. Larry, quickly about with the Lions Club?
Well, Lions Clubs are one of the great groups that we work with. We work with Kiwanis as well. And we work with any organized social welfare group. But Lions Club are extremely special to the extent of Lions Club International, and there's 1.4 million members worldwide. Lions Club have a very wonderful worldwide chain. Whatever happens in one country can happen in another country. These 1.4 million Lions are committed to volunteer service. And one of the areas of greatest concern is diabetes. In other words, Lions go out into their communities and they find ways to make the lives of diabetic patients
easier. And they're big into the health and wellness. They're big into kids' health and wellness and being active.
Yes.
Been involved in health and wellness of the community. Makes a lot of sense. That's exciting that they're picking up diabetes as one of the areas of special attention.
that has been for years, absolutely, particularly starting with helping the blind due to macular degeneration, which is so common in diabetes. Helping the blind get seeing eye dogs and proper medical care and all. But what you said before, I'd just like to take a second. You hit the nail on the head when you mentioned juvenile diabetes. The problem is that we have almost an emergency situation, or maybe truly an emergency situation.
We had to
situation.
Change the name, Dr. Levy. They had to
well,
change the
you know
name
what we've got? You know what we have? The pandemic. The pandemic is responsible for so many children who are still children at the age of 16, 15, 14, who were at home, not active, family history of diabetes, eating more than they should possibly, certainly not getting, you know what they needed the most, out there, sports, exercise, not doing it. And so there is a literal, and you don't hear much about it, but we're hearing it on your show, there is an epidemic of juvenile diabetes that is post-pandemic, because the problems that started during
that
the pandemic are coming
already,
out now.
Yeah, it was already a nightmare, the pandemic, to say the least. The kids have been in trouble for decades with being overweight. We fought 20 years ago to make schools keep PE included. That was a hassle, trying to make sure that the activity of these kids, let alone their diets and the whole area of nutrition and the whole idea. Again, I just can't get past that 80% of the, I would imagine that LEAP is really making a difference in that percentage. And we're really, really glad to see that you're such a big part of it. Dr. Lawrence Rubin. I don't know why we've got the music. That's live radio, Dr. Larry. Sometimes gets in our way.
I'm enjoying the music.
yes, hold on. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. We want to welcome podiatrist, attorney, healthcare advocate, Dr. Kent Mercado to the show. He is also an Illinois congressional candidate and a board of advisor member of the LEAP Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention Group we were just talking about, Dr. Kent Mercado. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Well, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure with all the wonderful work you've done and how many patients you've helped, especially the young people and even competitive Olympic athletes. You're very a wonderful career you've had.
Thank you so much. And I wanted to mention right off the top, you know, your dad was a champion in podiatry. Besides giving some background on yourself, give some background on your dad, one of the world's great medical illustrators.
Not only an illustrator, but he was a fantastic surgeon. He was a fantastic role model, wonderful father, excellent doctor. He was very compassionate. He helped many people, not only patients, but other podiatrists getting on staff and learning how to go ahead and navigate the system. That was his big thing, to give back to the community. And he always instilled that in all of his kids. And he was a wonderful role model, just a fantastic person.
Yes, we collaborated on and off with my own namesake, Dr. Lowell Weil, talking some sports medicine with your dad. So the combination, Doc, podiatry and an attorney, has got to be an exciting grouping.
Oh, it's always been fun. I do a lot of medical legal concepts as well as doing some consulting regarding healthcare issues as well as government issues, particularly as it contains to healthcare. So I've been a very big advocate for a lot of different things, and that's why I'm so delighted to be working with Dr. Rubin. I mean, my goodness, his whole LEAP program with the whole concept of education and prevention and early intervention and getting other people involved at such an early start, that is why I'm just thrilled that to be working with him as a consultant.
Oh, yes. You know, we were talking initially, and I've talked about it for decades. The diabetes scourge is such an epidemic, and it involves all of us, families, sports and non-sports, the world of nutrition, the world of activity. We featured the topic of childhood obesity for decades on the Sports Doctor and the tremendous challenge that it was hitting us in the face with. You know, it's interesting, Dr. O'Kent, there was always a contest over the years, your dad would talk about it, between the doctors, attorneys, and insurance companies. And we all sometimes sat down and waved our head and we said the insurance companies won, you know, in that contest. But it was always an interesting triumvirate of groupings, especially in the world of healthcare.
Absolutely. Well, it's changed a lot. And there are things that can be improved. I mean, a lot of the things that need to be improved are along the same lines of what not only applied to the lower extremity, but applied to the patient as a whole. I mean, you have early intervention, particularly when it comes to screenings. Screenings for colon cancer, in the white community, you start at 50. In the black community, you should start at 45, because they have an earlier onset. You have, if you're talking about nutrition, in some of the communities, they have terrible diets, and then they don't understand why they're diabetic or why I used to be diabetic.
Well, this is why I'm counting on you, my friend. You know, Congress. Interceding in the world with the school systems, youth, sports, safety, in this whole gigantic area that we spend such tremendous attention with on the Sports Doctor. Again, in the world of healthcare, is a tremendous challenge. 20 years ago, I was arguing with the school communities, Dr. Kent, to make sure they kept PE in schools. It was a tremendous, it's still a contest.
Oh, my word. Well, I think a lot of that is political because everyone knows that it's necessary for people to remain active. It doesn't have to be an intensity level activity, but it keep on moving. I mean, it's going to help with arthritis. It'll help with high blood pressure. It's going to help with cardiac issues. And certainly it's going to help with diabetes. So maintaining a high level of activity or a moderate to good level of activity is very important. And that's seeing your doctor and working with them, working with your podiatrist, working with your internist, working with your endocrinologist. This is a big team. As you said, even working with your nutritionist. We have a lot of things that we need to grow. And again, preventative medicine and education is the biggest aspect. Education and prevention. you can solve so many things, and particularly with early intervention.
You know, this is why we pay such attention on the sports doctor, Dr. Kent, with the three magic areas. Awareness, number one, of what we're talking about and what the problem is, what the challenges are, whatever the topic is. Education that we're talking about now is so important, is number two. And positive action is such a third area, making such a difference. That might be one of the reasons you're running for Congress. Tell us about that a little.
Well, I mean, I'm in Naperville. And so in the Naperville in the 11th District, I've served the community as a physician, an attorney, and a humanitarian. I'm sure I know you're aware of some of the medical missions and going to Haiti and donating.
I've had the last three mayors of Naperville have been guests of mine talking about all of this. These ideas of the changes earlier the better in schools to try to make a difference in this nightmare of these various epidemics, whether it's obesity, whether it's diabetes, whether it's high blood pressure. And so it's great to see, and again, Naperville, one of the most popular areas of the country.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. This is going to be an interesting adventure, but I'm looking forward to it. And I know that I can bring ideas, particularly by listening to people. I mean, listening to you and incorporating ideas, listening to Larry, getting some other ideas and listening to the community and the constituents and finding out ways that we can get sustainable solutions. It's not a matter of just listing things that need to be done. It's actually finding ways to get solutions and working with everyone. That's what the most important thing is.
What's the website people could find out about you and your campaign?
ElectDrKent.com with a DR.
Hey, good title.
I like to keep things simple.
I was going to say, you know, athletic teams in Naperville, the tremendous hospital organizations. I did foot screenings at the Seven Bridges Edwards Health and Fitness for 20-something years, where we'd be doing just the screenings, whether it was the young soccer player or their grandmother. And again, sometimes we would see different problems that might pop up that we can make a recommendation in that particular case. Did you go to school in Naperville?
No, my kids did. I went to school in River Forest. In River Forest. What I was going to mention is that doctor means teacher. And that involves teaching and explaining and educating everyone. And there's certain things. It's just you not only have to go ahead and communicate with your patient, but you also have to communicate with your other doctors, your referral sources and things. As far as even going back to the feet issues, I had a patient who I'd been taking care of for an ulceration for a while, and he said, oh, by the way, doc, I have something on my other foot. And it even happened to me that I didn't even look at the other foot for a month or two. So that's why you have to do it at every visit. You know, the internist has to go ahead and take a look at the feet every single time. You know, whether it's the internist or somebody in the biggest,
especially the fact also that we talk about it all the time. Again, the foot affects all areas above. In young athletics, half the girls I would see over the years were knee problems that were foot mechanics related.
Absolutely.
And this is why we talk so much about the fact, the value of paying attention to biomechanics, alignment, proper shoes, all of these instances, again, when we're talking about these kids in school and the junior high school club, traveling teams. You know, we want to prevent injuries, and a lot of this stuff is foot-related.
Well, it is. It's alignment problems. I had several orthopedists that would send me their patients just to get an orthotics because there was either a varus valgus either in the knee or just the whole mechanics were, the biomechanics were off. And it was very easy to set it from the bottom up. If you go ahead and you line up the thing, the whole rest of the body lines up when you line up the feet and the legs.
Yes. Well, you remember, of course, you're running in Naperville. The 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, grew up in Naperville, Illinois. I put orthotics in his skates when he was 10 years old. I can't believe we just celebrated the 13 years since he won with all the hoopla in and around. I don't know if you were in Naperville at that point in time.
There was so much excitement. My daughter was at Neuqua at the time and was just thrilled.
Yes, at Neuqua, really the school where he had gone. And again, the idea of education and awareness is so important. And again, you know, when Dr. Larry had talked about the fact that the 80% of these amputations are preventable in this whole area in the world of diabetes, I just found that overwhelming, that statistic.
Well, there are, depending on which literature source, between 50 and 100,000 non-traumatic amputations a year of feet and toes and limbs. So there is a very important thing. It's going to be, you have to work as a team. You're going to have a vascular surgeon. You're an interventional radiologist. You're going to have that done. Endocrinologist. You're going to have a big team to help everyone. And those are some of the things that are important to me. And I think you need to have a lot of, there'll have to be like an infrastructure aspect of it to go ahead and provide in the underserved and rural communities.
Yeah, like I was talking with Dr. Larry initially, the fact that podiatry is one of the professions that many times discovers someone is diabetic because of their foot complaints, whether it's the numbness and the neuropathies or other kinds of concerns, and therefore getting involved with the primary care physician. I like what you're saying. Again, that team approach, we're talking about vascular people and so many others, because again, the idea of these screenings I think as a government advocate, healthcare advocate, you're going to be a valuable member of the whole approach. Again, getting more medical professions aware of the fact that we need some of these team approaches, you know, and again, schools, you're talking 100 million kids. If these schools could be involved in some way, shape, or form in the screening apparatus.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'll have you as my running mate.
I hear you. In that regard, it depends. Getting involved in politics is always an adventure. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Who knows?
Absolutely.
You know, with some of the. When's the election?
Next year.
Okay.
Yeah, it's November of next year, but the primaries are going to be in March of next year.
It's good to see the cooperation again of the legal community and the medical community. How have you found the feedback in those worlds? How's your psycho? Well, I'm going to ask you the next to the break. I'm going to ask you how your psychology skills are when you're working with some of these different professions. Podiatrist Dr. O. Kent Mercado is our guest. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. I'm talking to a Chicago native, a local guy, Dr. Kent Mercado, podiatrist. We were talking about, he's also an attorney, he's running for Congress, and we were talking about his participation with the LEAP organization, lower extremity amputation prevention. And we were talking about the working together of some of the different professions. I asked you before the break, you know, when we're dealing with families, we're dealing with teams, we're dealing with any kind of prevention, many times you've got to be a part-time psychologist, especially how's it going between the legal and the medical profession?
Actually, it goes fantastic as well. It really does. It really does. I think maybe because I'm a doctor and a lawyer that I'm accepted in both communities. So it's very good. Everybody works very nicely together. There's so many advocacy groups. I work with a lot of other 501(c)s and everything else to help them expand their message. I do a lot of medical medical missions, and I'll go ahead and coordinate with different groups of doctors or different groups of hospitals that want to go ahead and provide care and go around the country and around the world. And so a lot of times we also have legal people as part of our team. And everybody's willing to help because they know we're doing it for the correct message, for the correct reason. So that's why I feel that I've had a fantastic opportunity to work with all sorts of people. I've learned a lot, too, because of it.
And again, you know, the idea that you're dealing with families, again, whether we're talking specifically, again, with diabetes, whether we're talking about the children who might be involved, whether we're talking about the senior citizen who might be involved, in many instances, again, you've got to be interacting not only with their medical individuals, but as well as their families. And this is often where, you know, some of these relationships and other kinds of pressures many times get in the way. And, of course, you know, the pandemic has made everything 20 times more difficult in so many different ways. It's amazing, Dr. Kent, no matter where in the world my guests are from, no matter what their vocation is, the top topic has been mental health. And I'm sure you're in the middle of all of that, especially when you're trying to educate some of these different populations, the whole healthcare world. That's really been spun out of direction in so many ways with the challenge of the pandemic.
Well, actually, I have a section on my website about mental health, and I worked with a group of PsyDs, MDs, and PhDs to help develop it. And the biggest thing is the stigma and avoiding the stigma. Because there are times when, you know, depending on certain people, say, well, I'm just frustrated or I'm just blue, I'm just down, I'm not. No, it's a lot much more intense than that. And it has to be
That's
early
why
recognition.
We were very excited to see Simone Biles come out last Olympics and make a big deal about the fact of that whole mental world. We talk about the Michael Phelps and his tremendous work he's done, again, talking, you know, he had more gold medals than anybody else in the world, and he talked about some of his mental challenges. So we really had a lot of inclusion, but it still remains a tremendous challenge. And you mentioned that main word, the stigma.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The concept is that it's getting more accepted and more understood. And I think as long as people are accepting not only, you know, of others with that, but accepting within themselves that they need to see someone. They need to get therapy. They need to get involved. They need to take measures to help themselves or have somebody help them with it and allow somebody to help you. Allow yourself to be open so that you can receive the help that you're being offered. There's a lot that's involved in this. And it's nice that there's so many levels of practitioners who can help. And it can work even in a non-professional manner, in a religious organization or a congregation or a group of friends, anybody who's looking out for you. And those are the things. And you have to just make sure that you're receptive. And when you need help, please seek it.
How do we see the whole either legal and or government involvement that you're in the middle of being able to make a very positive difference, again, in awareness and education in this whole LEAP challenge where, again, you know, 50 to 100% and the tremendous role of prevention, you'd think everybody would be on board or would want to be on board. Is it a matter of continuing to shed as much light and awareness on these factors in the whole world of the diabetic challenges?
Yes, that's part of it. Part of it, obviously, again, that's what I call my educational component, and letting people know about it, not only the physicians, but also the patients and also the people and what to look out for. But the biggest thing you need to do is you have to create an environment where people know that prevention is our number one topic, whether it's any of the issues. Again, we talked about hypertension or diabetes or things, and early intervention. So if you can go ahead and focus on letting people know that that was part of the idea with the ACA, where they wanted to go ahead and foster more of that. There's some wonderful outreach programs through Northwestern Medicine, where they will go ahead and follow up with the patients after they've been referred and finding out to make sure that they're seeing their diabetic nurse educator, that they're seeing the endocrinologist, that they're seeing the nutritionist, that they're seeing that. And that is going to be a lot. I mean, it's a lot considering we have over 300 million people in this country and a huge diabetic population. But that's the direction we have to go. We have to go ahead and do everything positive, everything reinforcing, any way that we can to help and let the people know.
And again, the obesity, in the middle of all of it, again, at best, we are treading water with childhood obesity. And I'm exaggerating with what's going on. And again, kids being so much more susceptible, as the general health side of things. Joint concerns when we're talking obesity with some of these kids with the foot-ankle concerns and the knee concerns. And again, trying to get this education and awareness into the school systems, the park districts, the earlier the better. I would imagine local governments and townships are an area that really needs to be on the team.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Particularly with the COVID and the staying at home and not being participating in the gym classes or regular activity and things like that, there was a combination between depression and obesity that it's just been just rampant. It's been horrible, and it's just now that people are beginning to realize that something needs to be done.
Well, we're hoping for the cooperation, like we had said, of so many different groups and keeping up the information flowing regarding the fact that there is an epidemic in so many different areas, both mentally and physically, when we're talking about the whole diabetes area and the fact of the end game being in so many different ways involving amputations. I think shocks a lot of individuals. And I think the idea is keeping the education going. Quickly, again, I knew we'd fly through. Give me the contact information. People find out about you and what you're doing.
Okay. Well, my website is electdrkent.com, E with a D-R. I try to keep things simple. My email address is drkentmercado@gmail.com. That's Dr. Kent Mercado. And that's a very easy way. I answer all my emails, and I follow up with and pretty much anybody who contacts me.
Great. Again, so thanks so much for having you with us. Again, great to see you keeping your dad's wonderful tradition going.
Well, I was fun.
Kent Mercado, hold on. Everybody, it's a Sports Doc. We'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody, we are back. It is the Sports Doctor Is In segment where we highlight some upcoming guests and topics, add a little Bob Guida wisdom, answer a few emails. Next week, Johan Liegenfritz joins us. Johan is the founder of UK Health Radio, one of the most popular grouping of shows and specialists across the pond from England. I've been honored to be part of that network, gosh, at least the past 3 years, where my live shows are rebroadcast the following week. So we're looking forward for Johan joining us next week, followed by Sheila Thielen. Sheila is a master figure skating coach. She also is the founder of Vestibular Training Systems. All those spins you see in sports, in figure skating, as well as other sports, but now really being expanded to be dealing with all sorts of disabilities and other concerns where vestibular balance becomes such a helpful addition. Following week, another one of our faves, Gary Reinel, trainer of champions, almost every professional team, Olympic teams, but even more famous when he authored the book Iced, The Illusionary Treatment Option. Gosh, 5-6 years ago, we first had him on the show where he surprised the world with the fact that ice shut down healing. It was great for numbing an area that hurt. Otherwise, therapeutically, it was many times counterproductive. And he has spent since then changing of the athletic training, the physical therapy world, to understand there are better ways than icing. And then following him, Matt Dahl, the creative of the Sand Dune Stepper. He was one of our sponsors back 2018. Simulate sand and the incorporation of gripping and all the different small muscles and balance and stability of the feet. And if you go to Sand Dune Stepper on Instagram, you'll see from superstar athletes to rehabilitating injuries to all sorts of different areas where this is a unique training device, the Sand Dune Stepper. Bob Guida, some of his wisdom, he always paid attention to coming down from jumping. He actually created a room in Sports Performance Institute, which was cut down to be a foot and a half where you would jump down onto a padded surface, and his jump box where he would use a different apparatus, paying attention to running jumping athletes coming down with stability, coming down with balance, and coming down with proper structure and alignment, which is why he paid such attention to the role of the foot. And coming down from a jump and not getting injured, being stable and working with so many different exercises to enhance that area. The jump box, the jump down room, a little Bob Guida wisdom. Some emails. Pat's a 30-year-old runner, wants to know about these carbon fiber inserts in shoes. It's been across the board, often helpful, sometimes problematic, not for everybody. But it's something that if somebody has got a good running history, no history of problems per se or concerns, and they want to play around with some of the newer shoes that have some of those. The fiber insole is a very, very thin layer of flexible fiber-like material in order to stimulate push-off, in order to try to enhance shock absorption. And it's a good theory, but in some instances, we've seen problems with it. So we talk to runners all the time, which is if you haven't had problems, you don't have biomechanical concerns, then you want to include podiatry, get an evaluation, and then you can see whether or not this is something that you would find helpful in your running. Rita has a question that relates to the whole show we had today. She says, I'm a type 2 diabetic. I love to play tennis. I'm concerned about early neuropathy. Well, Rita, you want to really make sure that your diabetes is under control, that your nutrition is you're paying big attention to that, you're being active, and you are including podiatry to try to come up with, again, whether there's a tennis shoe change you could make, whether you can incorporate orthotics, which I would highly recommend if you're playing a sport like tennis and you're a diabetic, for optimum balance and alignment and stability. And then you want to see whatever specialist you need to follow through with to see neuropathy, which is numbness, loss of sensation, is problematic in so many different areas. So you want to pay big attention to prevention. Chris says, you know, you mentioned in your book the two essential exercises you want to include. Both my sons play competitive club soccer. One's 12, one's 14. Those two areas of exercise, Chris, are strengthen the feet and ankles and work on balance. No matter what your son's age, no matter what their level, no matter what their sport, really. And soccer is a great example with all that running and changing of direction. Rubber bands are a great way to strengthen your feet and ankles. Working on balance, tilt boards. I mentioned before the sand dune stepper, fantastic. The Bosu, creating imbalance, balancing on mini trampolines. Great way when you are creating imbalance. You are strengthening all the stabilizer systems that control the joints and stabilize the joints. Your whole body lights up when you're standing on one foot or you're balancing on an unstable surface. You're strengthening all these stabilizer systems. Popular book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is more important than ever. It's still available on Amazon, all these areas with my co-author, Hall of Famer, Sharkey Zartman, and we talk about all areas. There is an epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. It's all addressed in hashtag A Sports Parent. See you next week, everybody. Thank you. It's the Sports Doctor.